Okay, so what here, I was telling you guys about Mark Derry last week, I think. The guy that Lance Straight, did I recommend Mark Derry? I may have. So Lance invites him to come to the famous Fordham Symposium, in our world, the famous, in March 98. And I was saying this somewhere last week, and Mark comes in, and his speech is that McLuhan's a racist, and he's quoting the African stuff, Carruthers stuff from Gutenberg Galaxy, and this is all McLuhan be a racist. So he was really, out of it. He was the real outsider. I found out later from Lance that he was the only guy paid. Lance realized this guy is famous. We got to bring him here, and I'll even pay him because he didn't pay anybody else. So that's the big scandal that Lance is hiding, that he paid the one guy who would have no truck of why we're celebrating a racist. Okay, Mark Derry went on, did a lot of books. He specialized in fringe culture, like he even did. He coined the phrase culture jamming, and he did a pamphlet in 93 or so, and he mentions Bosmia Ecology as well as the Church Sub Genius and other culture jammers of the pre-internet period. So he just did an article. He's an excellent writer, and he speaks. Oh, Brian, did you get my email about I can't find the panel where I talk about rapture? So if you can find that part, tell me where it is.
Okay, I'll have to check.
Yeah, check that. But there's also the Mark Derry speeches on there, even though it's pretty hard to hear. Anyways, Mark Derry had carved himself an image in late 90s. As a good, articulate, funny commentator on the new internet world. Okay, so he has an article just came out because today his name is Chansley or something. You know the guy who sat in the vice president's chair with the horns and January 6th, the shaman,
yeah.
The QAnon shaman.
Yep, that guy. He went on a hunger strike, I remember, or something like this.
Yeah, and November 17th, if today's the 17th, today his sentence is pronounced today at some point.
Oh, fuck.
All right? Yeah, so he...
I'll search it up, the QAnon shaman. Okay, let's find out what happened to him.
Right, so we're talking about something that's happening today. So Mark wrote an article on this guy, which I just posted, and I recommend you bring it out, because Mark's a very good writer, but the commentary is very interesting. But also what Mark writes, and Mark is basically a throwback to the POB counterculture. He's a counterculture guy.
3.5 years. He's got 3.5 years in prison.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything. He was invited in. Okay, so let's go to the article, and because Mark Derry is pretty sophisticated, he created a book called Escape Velocity. He's you can look at the bottom of the article and see all the books he's done. So he got to be a professor and all that. So I got to know him a bit in New York. And so he's analyzing the QAnon shaman. And I got a lot of opinions about what he does, but I'm not going to say them. Let's just go through as much as we can tolerate what he does about this. So you guys brought up the article?
You linked it? I don't see it in the chat yet.
Yeah, it's there. A close reading of the. It's
A closer. Here, I got it. Yes, it's followed by all that Facebook garbage.
Two or three back.
Listen, next time, just take out everything after the and sign with the if with the Facebook click tracker bullshit.
What?
Oh, you're
too long.
Yeah, it's too long. The last half of it is redundant garbage that lets Facebook track you.
The whole part that says, the whole part that is question mark FB and beyond that.
I don't need to do that.
You can chop that up.
That's the tracking bug.
That's
the fucking spy, man. That's the fucking, that's the...
Well, that's good to know. So I just have to get to the word manifesto, and it'll find the article. That's enough.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bob, do not make us visible, Bob. Fuck you.
Come on,
Bob.
Exactly.
You're going to get us.
Yes. Wait. I'll tell you. Here's how it works. Back in the 90s, there was just the URL, which is like a website slash the file you want at this location. And then the question mark lets you define... like variables, lets you define, like fill in the blank variables to send to the server for special shit. But what that's being used for now is to send you, like, tracking bugs that follow you around on the internet and, like, watch everything you do. So in the case like this, you don't want anything after the question mark, because the question mark says, okay, the URL is over, here's all the extra variables which will identify you as your fingerprints on the internet. And so you gotta get rid of that shit.
So I include the question mark in post?
No, you can include the
everything
slash.
After the bar.
Fuck
after
the question mark.
Slant.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So this is what Amazing Polly talked about. This is the app world. Well, Big Brother, they monitored me through this extra stuff that's on there.
Yes.
That's how I get hooked into the Android mean tech bodies of tyranny or something.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right, so now let's go back to the article. I'll read it. Did you get it, Greg? Have you got it? Are you guys there, or did I get knocked off?
Hold on. I'm just here. So, is it, okay.
Three
Clinton
back.
Posted it. Clinton posted it?
No, I did. Purple.
Oh.
It's three up.
Three up, okay.
Okay, now I posted it. Safely.
Oh,
you
okay.
can click my link.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll down and click my link.
I see
okay,
Clinton posted, yeah.
My sanitized link.
So here's an interesting thing. It's titled, A Close Reading of the QAnon Shaman's Conspiracy Manifesto. Now, Mark Derry probably teaches a bit of McLuhan, maybe reluctantly. So he should be close to the way we might look at it. Let's see how he does. But he begins with the figures, how RFK Jr., Naomi Wolf, and an NYU professor, it's a famous guy, Mark Crispin, he made a big splash in the 90s, talking McLuhanist type of stuff. I think his book was called Boxed In, but he was more of a on the Postman world, maybe even taught under Postman. So the NYU professor's Mark Miller. How they ended up on the same page as QAnon cultist Jacob Chanley. Okay, so that's interesting. RFK has a big following, Naomi Wolf has a big following, and Mark does, but Derry's saying they fucked up. So let's see. So reading it, the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, the tattooed dude, having an excellent adventure in Mike Pence's Senate chair in January 6th.
Wait. Sorry, Bob. Excellent adventure is capitalized, making him Bill and Ted from Bill and Ted.
I should say that.
That's a very interesting thing to say, since the excellent adventure was all about time traveling rather than
traveling into a
space you're not supposed to be in. Kind of interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the QAnon shaman, and that's in quotes, but that's what Jacob Chansley is known as. I never knew the guy's name till this article. Jacob Chansley, the tattooed dude having an excellent adventure. Excellent adventure is capitalized, referring to Ted and whoever. In Mike Pence's, he's in Mike Pence's Senate chair on January 6th. That's the big image of this guy with the horns on. He put a photogenic face on the insurrection and on Trump's Idiocracy. We all have seen Idiocracy, the movie, right?
Mike Judge, yep.
Beg your pardon?
It's a Mike Judge film, yes.
Oh, okay. And here is Mark making a mistake. He's showing he's an anti-Trumper right away. That's not too cool, right? Because he's going to alienate a lot of people.
He could have. He ought to have held back. I agree. That's a dumb thing to do in your opening paragraph. Yeah.
Right. It shows too much. Okay. Bare-chested, covered in neo-pagan tattoos, brandishing a spear, and sporting a fur headdress with horns, Chansley was catnip to media outlets. Was he a Burning Man bro gone MAGA? Adam Ant on ayahuasca? Or as one YouTube wag put it, what you get, quote, is, when you throw a Republican, a ton of shrooms and MDMA, a scratch DVD of Vikings Season 1, and a sweaty yoga mat into a boiling pot. That's what you get. You get this QAnon shaman. So that's a nice, this is typical, this is the way Mark writes. He's very good at stringing things together. Commercial product kind of names. Anyways, all anyone knew at the time was that he was a devout believer in QAnon, the conspiracy cult that knows, beyond a shadow of doubt, that a devil-worshipping cabal of cannibalistic pedophiles is the real power, the deep state behind our sham democracy. Whoever he was, he made great copy. No coverage of the sacking of the Capitol was complete without a photo of him sitting in the vice president's chair on the Senate dais, or leading the assembled rioters in a prayer, thanking God for allowing him and a mob of deranged patriots in quotes, to, quote, send a message to all the tyrants, the communists, and the globalists that this is our nation, not theirs, end of quote. So, are you enjoying it so far?
No,
in a manner of speaking.
Okay, in a manner of speaking. Chansley is being held at a federal correctional institution in Colorado, awaiting his November 17th sentencing on a felony charge that could keep him behind bars for 4 more years. He accepted a Department of Justice plea deal that reduced the 6 counts in his indictment, which could have sent him to prison for up to 20 years, to 1 indictment, obstruction of an official proceeding. In brackets, the proceeding was the counting in a joint session of Congress of the Electoral College results of the 2020 presidential election. End of bracket.
Yeah.
Curious to know if Chansley really is emblematic. Okay. So now Mark says he looked up a famous book by Richard Hofstadter because he was curious to know if Chansley really is emblematic of the batshit style in American politics, as the historian Richard J. Hofstadter never called it. He bought a copy of Chansley's book. Didn't know he did one. And it's titled One Mind at a Time, A Deep State of Illusion, self-published in 2020 under the name Jacob Angeli. And that's probably, you know, biblical, Jacob and going up the angel ladder or something. But Mark says, I wasn't surprised by the misspellings and grammar glitches. Chansley is a college dropout. Okay, you got to mute. I'm getting the echo. Chansley is a college dropout, smarter than his persona suggests, and a better writer than some of the undergrads I've taught, but hobbled by the spotty literacy of the autodidact. In brackets, Hitler's minister of propaganda, Chansley calls him Joseph Goebbels. Now that might have been a joke, but then the rest...
That's great.
But I don't know if it is a joke. The civil rights icon known for his I Have a Dream speech is Martin Luther King Jr.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Martin Luther King. Dude, okay, actually, I found something like that in Wyndham Lewis last week. I tweeted about it. Basically, here it is. He compares him. Okay, so in Time and Western Man, Lewis writes, but optimism is the order of the day, used to disguise the increasing depredations made upon what is necessary for human life by popularized scientific thought. It is de rigueur on the same principle as were the masses of powder and scent for the stinking, unwashed mistress of Louis XIV. Louis XIV, and he writes Louis, like his name, Louis XIV, not Louis. So the masses of powder and scent on the stinking unwashed mistresses of me, the 14th.
Nice.
Yeah.
You finished?
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's in Time. What's the book called? Time.
Time in Western Man.
Right. And what page is that on? I've got the book.
I could tell you in a while. Just keep going.
Okay. All right. So, Chansley might have meant Joseph Goebbels the way he wrote it, right? He might have meant Martin Luther King Jr. Mark doesn't get it. He thinks he's just misspelling it. Okay, so we don't know. So then Mark says that the book, also no surprise in the book, the weird syncretism of New Age spirituality and right-wing conspiracy theory, which scholars of American religion have dubbed, quote, conspirituality, unquote. This, after all, is a man who describes himself in his back cover bio as, quote, a shamanic practitioner, a QAnon digital soldier, New Age energy healer, and God-loving, country-protecting patriot of the USA. And then he writes, I guess Chansley also said, quote, what we did on January 6th in many ways was an evolution in consciousness, he told the Washington Post. Because as we marched down the street shouting USA or shouting things like freedom, we were actually affecting the quantum realm, unquote.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
And Mark says, Deepak Chopra,
cool.
Meet QAnon. Deepak Chopra. You know, they started the quantum society in meme years ago, Deepak Chopra, the guru. meet QAnon.
Okay.
So now this is true. This, many people are like this. He's a figure of a lot of people who are quadriphenically New Age, LaRouchean top-downers, a bit of media savvy, you know, a bit of Neil Post-McLuhan, and a bit of Croker whack job stuff, right, extreme. So he's a collage of this. Now, Mark is not getting that. He just thinks this guy is obviously silly, right? But I think he's missing something.
Yeah. Well, he's been missing the last 20 years of deep media ecology in a participatory perceptive sense. He thinks the internet is what books he's been buying tell him it is for the last 20 years. He thinks university classrooms are telling people what the internet is what it is. Yeah.
And you know, I think one of the reasons is back in after that conference in 98, we were communicating a bit. And he said he can't answer my emails because he's got carpal tunnel. And I had never heard of that, but he had it because
That's what killed Princess Diana.
Carpal tunnel syndrome. Oh, yeah, right. Very good. There it is. Your fucking QAnon derivative there. You're punning. Joseph Goebbels and carpal, whatever the rest of it is.
Nice.
So he had carpal tunnel. And he had it because he'd been an early, got book contracts, so he'd been typing books up all through the 90s and wrecked his arm or his wrist. So he couldn't text much. That's probably why he lost 20 years on the internet. He couldn't go on there because he had to nurse his fucked up wrist. You know what I mean?